Welcome back to Sports Day with Adam Papalia and Paul Hazelby tonight. Hayes, and we can now welcome in a special guest from the Fremantle Football Club. He is hanging up the boots. I'm talking, of course, of Garrick Ibbotson. Garrick, thank you very much for your time.
No worries, thank you.
Tell us how you came to this point that you're finishing up playing.
I probably made my decision probably halfway through this year. I was probably sort of thinking halfway through that I was coming towards the end of playing footy, and after playing in the Waffle for the last sort of 10 weeks of the season and then finishing with a premiership, I thought it was a good way to go out and be happy to walk away after 12 years in an AFL system and winning a Waffle premiership. So, yeah, perfect timing.
It's a pretty exciting finish, isn't it? Because, as you mentioned, 12 years, it's a long time, and through that period you didn't get the opportunity to win a premiership, but to go out with the highest of honours must be a pretty good result.
It is good. Obviously, I walked into Freo as a 17-year-old and you were there, Hazo. Feels like a long time ago now, but, unfortunately, I wasn't able to win an AFL premiership. I missed the 2013 grand final game, as it was anyway, but was able to finish with the Waffle premiership and really, really enjoyed playing footy with Peel in the back half of the season. So, yeah, really happy.
When you look at Richmond winning the premiership on the weekend, do you think back to the time that you guys were there for 3 or 4 years, you're thereabouts? There was a similar feeling, wasn't there, amongst the playing group that you're all working pretty hard for each other, and you were a big part of that.
Yeah, it's always hard watching the grand final and knowing you're not a part of it, but we did have a good period there from probably about 2012 to 2015 where we were really close. Obviously, we made the grand final in 2013 and couldn't quite get it done, but you get so close and you always think you're probably a chance to get there next year, but there's obviously no guarantees, and we weren't able to get back there again, and now my time's done. So unfortunately couldn't get there, but enjoyed the ride anyway.
Got to spend 12 years in the AFL system. Given from where you come from when you were growing up, you didn't play footy until you're a little bit older. There was a lot of water polo when you were younger that was a big part of your own life. But you must be pretty happy with the career that you're able to forge.
I am very happy. I got drafted as a 17-year-old, as I said, and started playing footy when I was 14. So I didn't really know much about the draft system and moving forward when I started playing football at 14. So to be able to get 12 years and 177 games, I think when I first got drafted, I would have liked to just play one. And gradually, as I kept going on and on, I want to play 50 and try to play 100. And then to be a life member of the footy club now, I'm happy to walk away with that. So really happy.
Why did you start playing footy at 14?
I was actually playing soccer at the time because my primary school didn't have a footy a footy oval. So I was playing soccer, but Bull Creek Landing was short in numbers and under 14s. And a friend of mine who I went to school with, Tim Dawson, invited me to come down and fill in for a few weeks, which I did. And after I finished those couple of weeks, I ended up playing the rest of the season and enjoyed it so much that I switched from soccer to footy and kept playing.
Pretty good decision in the end.
It was a good decision, yeah, very.
And what now, Garrick, after you get through the next couple of weeks, what do you hope to transition into, and is there a chance that we could see you in the Waffle competition?
I doubt I'll be playing Waffle, Hazel. I think I'm pretty much done with footy completely now as far as playing footy goes, but I've got about a year to go on my uni degree, which I'm hoping to get done within this year and maybe the first half of next, and then hoping to transition into some form of the property world. So that's what I've got plans to do.
And Garrick, just take us back. You would have seen a fair bit of change during your time at Fremantle, wouldn't you, from when you first walked into the door to now when you're hanging out the boots. The club's gone through a fair bit during that time.
Yeah, I have seen a little bit. When I first started, Belly was the captain and then Pav was the captain for the majority, and then Nathan at the back end. Then I had Chris Connolly and Mark Harvey and obviously Ross Lyon to finish. So I have seen some changes along the way, and we're able to move into the new club rooms at Coburn. And there's been lots of little changes gradually along the way. And obviously Coburn was probably the biggest move as far as moving the whole club from Fremantle to Coburn. But to look back, it's interesting to go from 2017 back to 2006 when I first started. It feels like a big difference, but along the way, you don't really notice them so much because it's incremental changes. But yeah, to look back, it's been different from when I started to when I finished, clearly.
What about going forward, Garrett? Do you think that the Fremantle Dockers are on the right path and this group of players, this young group of players, can take them forward and get them back in the finals?
I do, yeah. I think with Ross Lyon as a coach, and they've got some good leadership there. Fife as a captain. They've got Michael Walters and Lockie Neal, who have just moved into leadership roles, who are both 24 and 25. And they've still got Spurry and Aaron Sanderlance and a few guys who are a bit older. Michael Johnson's just signed on again. So I think they've got enough core leadership to push the young guys along in the right direction and really get them playing some quality football and hopefully, as a spectator, finals football in the near future.
Do you reckon 2015 was your best year? You got nominated for the All-Australian squad in that season.
I think so. I think I was able to play most of the games that year and it was probably my most consistent year along the way. 2013, we made the grand final. I didn't start the season. I was playing the waffle for the first four rounds, but was okay then, but probably 2015 was my best year.
You did your Achilles late in the season in 2013. Was that right? You missed the finals?
I did, yeah. I think I might have been round 17 or 18. I think I missed the game just through some soreness that I couldn't get away from. And then each round after that, I was a test and couldn't get up and then had Achilles surgery prelim final weekend or week, so just before the Sydney game.
Was that tough? Obviously, so watching then the club go on to play in the GF?
It was tough, but obviously, I mean, I went over for the game and sat in the crowd and watched boys play, and obviously having watched so many grand finals growing up and seeing different other sides play and win, and I was just really excited to see Fremantle Football Club in the grand final and to see all the supporters over there, and the crowd was as much purple as it was brown and gold. So it was hard to watch, but I loved seeing Freo out there, and unfortunately for us we couldn't get it done, but yeah, I really enjoyed watching the boys play.
Who wins the best and fairest this weekend?
Oh, a tough one. I think Brad Hill will come close. Michael Walters would have been going pretty close to it and missed a few games in the back half of the season, but I want to say probably Brad Hill.
Well, Garrick, thank you very much for your time tonight on Sports Day. Brad Hill, your tip for the best and fairest on Saturday night. Thank you very much for your time and all the best with whatever the future holds.
No worries. Thanks a lot for having me.